What's up, Atlanta? Happy Monday with Turtle.
Is it a happy Monday, though, Turtle?
No. I mean, no, it's not, Warren. But I will say this. I'm here for you. We're here for you. Warren's here for you. And we're going to open up the phone lines right now because we got started a little bit late because of the coach's show. 404-726-0929. No, it is not a happy Monday, Orin. It is a cold brick Monday.
Did we see flurries flying around today, Chris?
I did not.
Oh, I did.
Here in Midtown?
Hit on the ninth floor up here at Colony Square.
I must have missed those.
We saw flurries, heavy flurries, for about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, I missed those. I must have been doing something, getting ready for the show when that happened. Thankfully, I did not incur a flurry, near a hide nor hair of a flurry. On my walk in, hopefully not on my walk home either. It's funny. It reminds me of home, New York, which is also where a coach was fired today. Brian Daboll, whacked. Sorry, bud. The one thing you had going for you was the quarterback, and now you got him concussed. So he gone. Raheem is not. Raheem Morris is here, and he announced today, if you missed it earlier, he was talking to the media. Y'all, no coaching changes. Not at least right now. So for all y'all, we talked about it a lot on the flyover yesterday. We talked about it last week. If they go 3-6, would they and should they make a move as they did earlier in the season with Ike Hilliard? Not happening. So, yeah, we're going to continue this slop fest for at least another week because it is now 4 losses in a row. You're 3-6. Your quarterback looks like a deer in headlights. What are you to do? And obviously, that's where we're going to begin. I knew that's where we were going to begin last night on the Falcons flyover, and it's where we stayed for 2 hours. And I knew we'd be continuing the conversation today. Because the amount of hate and the amount of vitriol Michael Penix Jr. is getting right now is off the charts. And I think it's for a few different reasons. One, he's the quarterback. He's the face of the franchise. When things go well, he gets maybe an unfair share of the pie in terms of success. And when he does not do well, he gets an unfair share of the pie in terms of blame. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with Michael Penix? And here's my question. 404-726-0929. Again, we're going to waste no time taking your calls today. Because we are getting started late, want to make sure we get everybody in. Let's put our money where our mouth is, people. If we want to give all this hate on Twitter, and I heard it all day on 92.9 The Game, Penix this, Penix that, Penix stinks. He did not have a good game yesterday. I am in no way, shape, or form caping up for him. He was awful. Only completed 12 passes and was just misfiring all around the field. Guys, where's the coaching in all of this? Michael Penix Jr., it's not just this week. For a while now, his mechanics have been horrible. His footwork has been awful. His decision-making, his ability to understand the play calls at times, with guys lining up all over the place, seemingly off, if not worse than that. Coaching. Coaching, coaching, coaching. It's not just Zach. It's everybody. It's Raheem. It's TJ Yates. It's Dwayne Ledford. It's everybody. It's a collective offensive failure by the Falcons right now. And I sat up here yesterday and I gave you all the reasons why it's not just on Penix. Like, I just feel like, Orin, there has been so much glossing over of the fact that Jonathan Taylor had 300 yards from scrimmage and 3 touchdowns.
The funny part is, as Andy Bunker mentioned this earlier, you can take away that 83-yard runner, and he'd still have over 170 yards rushing.
Why are we taking it away?
Just the perspective of it, how much
he... I know what you're saying, but like, I love that, though. It's like, yeah, but if you take away the 83-yard touchdown run...
No, he didn't mean it in like a good way. He meant to say that, like, oh, his day was so good yesterday, you could take away his long run, and he'd still have a great day on the ground.
Yeah, that's the funniest part about it. And the other funniest part about it is the Falcons had 150 yards on the ground themselves. That should be good enough. So here's my question. 404-726-0929. Many of you have already seen it because I put up a poll earlier in the day. I wanted to test the waters, and I am shocked by the results. Oren, the results I've gotten on this poll completely differ from the results I've gotten on the phone. The conversation boils over into Monday as expected. So I'll ask the pointed question. Is Michael Penix Jr. the problem for the Falcons? 404-726-0929. It's a simple yes or no. And right now, no is leading with 72% of the vote. Again, I am shocked because everybody yesterday wanted to call in and just crap on Penix. And again, is it warranted after yesterday? Absolutely. But I think you are looking through this thing as a pin-sized hole if the only thing you could see out of yesterday's game was that Penix stinks. Guys, the offense is broken. Completely broken right now. If Penix can't get the ball to Drake London, the offense is rendered ineffective. The running game got back online yesterday. Tyler Allgeier, I said this yesterday too. Tyler Allgeier was your best running back yesterday. He got 11 carries. Bijan got 8 more than him. Why? Bijan Robinson isn't an egomaniac. He doesn't need the ball in his hands every play. Did you watch Allgeier yesterday? He was running over people. 2 touchdowns. Could have had 3 or 4, honestly, if they stuck with it. I thought Zach Robinson called a great game plan in the first half, and then it's like he got amnesia in the second half, and they just completely forgot what they were doing. Obviously, the elephant in the room, 3rd down. You've been hearing the stats all day long on 92.9 The Game. Over the last 4 games, they are like an astonishing like 8 of 40 from 3rd down. It's just something that's so beyond comprehensible over the last 4 games. But to me, this is a coaching issue. If your young quarterback, again, who's only made 11 starts in his career, folks, 11, not 111, not 211 like Matt Stafford, who's your MVP right now. By the way, he's thrown he's thrown 20 touchdowns and no picks in his last 4 games. Can you imagine what that would feel like watching an offense that does that? 20 touchdowns and no picks in his last 4 games. Unbelievable. And then juxtapose that to what we watch here on a weekly basis with our offense trying to function. It's like 2 different sports, honestly, is what it is. But these are not new trends for Michael Penix Jr., and that's my whole point. His footwork has been bad. His mechanics have been off. His arm angle has been dropping. Why are these things not getting corrected? Now, maybe Zach Robinson is sitting in a room with him for 5 hours a day honing these things and trying his damnedest to get it fixed. I'll never know. You'll never know. But guys, you got to be able to help him out. He's struggling right now. That's why you're paid to be the coaches and coordinators. Is some of it on him? Absolutely. Absolutely. But at the same time, it's not all on him. But that's why I'm asking it to you. Well, asking you, yesterday on the Falcons flyover, we talked about everything. Today, with the conversation being what it is on this station and all over Atlanta media, we're talking about the quarterback. We're asking a pointed question tonight. Yes or no, and I want your explanation why. Is Michael Penix Jr. the problem for the Falcons? I see Ron, Wendy, we got the Grinch, Chuck, Eric, Dante, all on hold, full phone lines. Y'all are first up when we get back. If you can't get through, hit me up on Twitter. Go vote on the poll at C Thomas Radio. The question tonight, is Michael Penix Jr. the problem for the Falcons? Let's boil this thing down, shall we? Is he the problem or not? Is Michael Penix Jr. the problem with the Falcons right now? He had an awful game yesterday. No one's saying he didn't, but I feel like so much of what happened yesterday is just being ignored. Special teams was awful. You gave up 3 drives starting on the other side of the 50 with the Colts just having very short fields. For once, the kicking game actually wasn't an issue. Timeout mismanagement at the half and at the end of the game. Like, to just throw this all on Penix's shoulders to me just seems unfair. Again, was he bad? Yes, he was. But at the end of the day, you were up and you scored 25 points with a minute and a half remaining. You should have won the game. That's really what it comes down to, in my opinion. But I want to hear what you think, because I know a lot of you think that Penix is the problem. 404-726-0929. Ron starts us off. Ron, you're in the game.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Turtle, and I know it's going to be brief, but I just want to say 3-for-29 on third down conversions in the last three games. Number two, you just mentioned Matthew Stafford. The dude's thrown what? You just said 20 touchdowns and no picks in the last few games?
Yep.
I mean, he was with Detroit for over a decade. And no one knew him until he went to L.A., and now he's got to do his, you know, his reward for being a really good quarterback.
But who do you, Ron, who do you blame the 3-for-29 on third down for? Because that's what we got to figure out.
The coaches?
Yeah, I agree. It's the coaching.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like I called you before and said, there's no coaching from the sideline, anybody getting – you know, let's run a little chunk play. Let's get a first down on, you know, 3-and-4 or 3-and, you know, whatever. And then, thirdly, I mean, we got beat up by number 28. There's no problem. There's no doubt about that. But our defense played their butts off. They gave the guy an opportunity to come back and win the game. And you're right. We had a chance to take that game. And we blew it by bad coaching on the sideline. And who do you do? I mean, do you sit Penix for a game and say, hey, we're going to sit you. We're going to throw in Kurt. I don't know. What do you do?
No, and I thank you for the phone call, Ron. You can't. You have to ride with Penix. Because you know what the sad part is now, Oren? And we'll talk about this tomorrow. Because right now I still want to focus on what happened yesterday. We'll start looking ahead tomorrow. The rest of the season, Ron, only becomes about one thing, and that's Michael Penix's growth. Making sure that by the time we get to next season with the new coaching staff that we're going to have, listen, it's not a fact yet, but if this thing continues, if there's not a miracle to end this season, I don't see any way how Raheem and Terry come back. I cannot imagine a world which they do, which means they probably will, but I can't imagine it. But the point is, the main goal of the season now is the growth and development of Michael Penix Jr. And again, we'll get into that tomorrow. So no, to Ron's point, I can't bring in Kirk Cousins. Our friend Wendy's up next. Wendy.
Hey, my friend.
How we doing?
I think that I'm doing good. I have calmed down tremendously since this morning, and even more so over the last 5 minutes. I think that both points can be true. I think that there is a lack of coaching. When I was in high school, I was a runner, and within 2 years, my coach had me on in the state championships with no previous experience. And I also believe that when you are a NFL quarterback, you should be one of the top 32 quarterbacks. Realistically in the world. And right now, I don't think that he is in the top 100. That does not mean he's a bad quarterback. That doesn't mean that he should, you know, retire at the age of 26. But he is not ready to be the starting quarterback, and we put him in a position to fail. So both things, like I said, are true at the same time.
Thank you, Wendy, for checking in as always. You're not wrong. But I will say this. Coaching, as you just said very astutely, is everything. So if Michael Penix Jr. has the right coach, like let's say Raheem Morris gets a stroke of genius and says, you know what? Let's fire Zach Robinson and let's call Brian Daboll. I bet you he'd love a redemption job right now. Did you see Jackson Dart play this season? Okay, I'd be interested in that. And you know what else Jackson Dart did? Used his legs. You know what Michael Penix Jr. needs to do, dang it? Use them things. Penix, You got a God-given gift, my guy. Not just with the cannon. You got the legs. We saw it. You know what, Oren? The worst thing Penix did was ran for that first down. Because now we're all like, sir, kind sir, excuse me, where is that 20-mile-an-hour speed you showed off a couple of weeks ago? So, yeah, that's the problem, Wendy, is if he had a good coach in here, like a Dable, like a Mike McDaniel, I agree. I think he'd be a completely different guy. But right now, he's certainly not cutting it. All right, he's a mean one. He's up next. He's the Grinch.
Thank you for taking my call, Turtle. Listen, Wendy was absolutely correct. Two things can be true. Of course the coaching's bad. It's abysmal. It was bad when we hired him. Nobody was excited. But if you're not the answer, you are the problem. This man is a 25-year-old in the middle of his second season in the NFL who spent six seasons as a college NFL as a college quarterback. He's not the answer. He's wildly inaccurate. He's not a leader, and he's spooked. He literally, no pun intended, he turtles when there's pressure. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, man. The Grinch sort of turned into like a 1920s like mobster there, Oren, at the end. Like, they're like, I'll tell her. You know the Bugs Bunny cartoon where the two mobsters come in and he's like, you wouldn't put him in the oven now, would you? Now, would you, bunny? No, would you? Bugsy.
Vintage voice he had, yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't put him in the oven. You wouldn't put him in a closet now, would you, Bugsy? That was a good job. Listen, anybody who wants to, especially on a day like today, where we're all sulking in misery with another Falcon season going down the toilet, if you want to try to bring a little levity and brevity to the show, I welcome all swings. They're not all going to be great, but I welcome the swing. Chuck is up next. Chuck, is Michael Penix Jr. the problem?
Well, yeah. Hey, Turtle, how you doing? He is, but not for the reasons people think he is. What people haven't thought about, especially the soccer organization, they don't know how to develop young quarterbacks that they draft. They always try to bring somebody in, free agency, let them play behind that guy and learn, but who's teaching them? Your most successful quarterback in the history of this organization was the guy you started day one when you drafted him, and that was Matt Ryan. Why don't you repeat that formula that worked for you?
Well, listen, and I thank you for the phone call. What can we do with that, though, right? That's revisionist history, isn't it? I mean, it's too late. That cat's out of the bag, man. We can't – all we're doing is just making ourselves more miserable than we already are by going back in the past and saying if it's and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all be having a great time. That's not the case. So I don't even want to go down that path, Chuck, because for me, all that does is remind me of more past mistakes. It just gets me more angry than I already am. So it's a useless exercise. It's a waste of whatever little energy all of us have left after watching that slop on Sunday morning. Eric is up next. Eric.
Hey, Turtle. How's it going?
What's up, E?
Oh, man. I have a little confession to make before I get to the question.
Yeah.
I slept till 2:30 p.m., and I was like, you know they're going to lose. I woke up. They lost. I was like, I'm not surprised. Then the first video I saw in the post-game briefing was Michael Penix saying that he ain't playing like a starting quarterback should. I'm like, well, now we're going to kill his confidence? I said it last week. You know what I said. And it's got to happen. Otherwise, he's right down the line of becoming Desmond Ridder number two, and we can't have that. I want him to be that franchise quarterback. Now, is he the problem? No, he's not the problem. We know what the problem is. And it's got to happen. They got to go bye-bye. Morris and Robinson got to go bye-bye.
No,
that's all I got to say about it.
I agree. And, man, if I could have slept till 2:30 in the afternoon yesterday, that would have been something else. What was he doing, Oren? Was he partying? Was he a third shift worker? Does he drive a truck?
Maybe he's an Hawaii football fan. He's sitting up to watch the game.
He's staying up, oh, betting. He's chasing at 2:30 in the morning with the Hawaii rainbows. The slip wasn't exactly as long as he hoped it would have been, and he's chasing, you know, Hawaii USC at 2:30 a.m. That is funny. Dante's up next. Dante.
Hey, guys. Flat out, Penix isn't the problem. It takes time. Look at Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, et cetera, et cetera. My point is, the franchise is a fiasco. Like, even when we're winning, we're losing. Like, these Super Bowls, like, great season, but it's a fiasco. So I think most people would agree with the sentiment of saying that the Falcons are a debacle, they're a fiasco. So answer me this. Why would not most people agree and say that Arthur Blank needs to step to the side?
Well, a couple of reasons, and I thank you for the phone call. Number one, you can't have an owner unless they pull what the old Clippers owner did back in the day and just do something where you have to get yourself removed from the organization. It just doesn't work like that in professional sports. If you become an owner, you stay the owner until either you decide to sell the team, you hand it off to your family, or you pass away. It's kind of like being a judge. Unless you do something that is so egregious that the governing body is forced to take away your position, like they did with the Clippers and Donald Sterling, and then they handed it over to Steve Ballmer, who apparently has his own potential issues going on right now. That's how it works, unfortunately. So whether you're the biggest fan, and guys, Arthur Blank, to me, again, I've said this 100 times, it's not Arthur Blank. It's unfortunately, it's some of the people in his most inner circle that he trusts that are steering him in the wrong direction. Now, you could argue, is that one and the same? Potentially. But this is not an Arthur Blank problem. He spends money. He cares. He's not afraid to make a move when the team needs to. Look at the success he's had with Atlanta United. And after this season, they were swift. They made a move. This season was not up to their standards. Arthur Blank, and on top of that, of course, we know everything he does, humanitarian efforts in and out of the city. It's not an Arthur Blank issue, guys. I can't make that point strongly enough. It's a coaching issue. This team has not had a good coach since the prime years of Dan Quinn, and that's a huge issue. It's set back development in every area of your franchise until this season with the defense when he brought in Olbrich, who I threw my hands up. I wasn't in love with the hire at the start, but now it's proving to be a great, great move. He is whiffed on his offensive coordinator that he let the head coach that he hired pick, and that needs to change immediately. And whether that has the head coach going with him, I'm not entirely sure. I think it just depends how the rest of the season plays out. All right, more calls when we get back. Let's keep it rolling. I'm actually surprised, Oren, that I think a lot of people, because I was on, obviously, right after the game yesterday, y'all were dogging Penix like he was, I mean, I don't even know. Like, he was Jay Fiedler out there. I mean, like, he was just some of the worst you've ever seen play football. And I was just like, hey, man, come on. He was bad, but can we look at the totality of the game and just be reminded, this is 11 starts in, and he's like somebody that's drowning out there, and he needs his coaches to save him, and they're not doing it. But your take is up next. Again, what do you think? 404-726-0929. The question is simple. Go vote on the poll at C Thomas Radio as well. Is Michael Penix Jr. the problem for the Atlanta Falcons? It's Chris Thomas tonight.